episode 698 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our study of Jesus, in every book of the Bible, continues, for the third day, in the book of Ezra, the 15th book of the Old Testament. Ezra 3 verse 11, and they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. In Ezra 3 verse 11, we witness a powerful moment of collective praise and thanksgiving as the foundation of the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem is laid. The returning Jewish exiles, led by Zerubbabel, the political leader, and Joshua, the high priest, offer a song of gratitude, acknowledging the goodness and enduring love of the Lord. The backdrop of Ezra 3 verse 11 is the return of the Jewish exiles from Babylonian captivity to their homeland. At its height, during the reign of Cyrus the Great, the Persian Empire encompassed present-day Iraq and most of modern-day Turkey. It controlled lands in the eastern Mediterranean, including parts of modern-day Syria, Lebanon, Israel, and Palestine. It conquered Egypt, making that former world power merely a significant province. Large portions of Central Asia, including parts of modern-day Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, were under Persian rule. The heartland of the Persian Empire was Persia itself, corresponding roughly to present-day Iran. The Persian Empire also expanded into parts of the northwestern Indian subcontinent, including areas of modern-day Pakistan. The region of Arabia, including parts of modern-day Saudi Arabia, was also under Persian influence. At the time, it was the largest and most powerful empire in the world, and one of the most formidable in history. In 538 BC, Cyrus issued a decree, allowing the Jewish exiles in Babylon to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. This decree is recorded in Ezra 1 verses 1-4. Cyrus' decree marks the beginning of the Jews' return to their homeland after the Babylonian exile. Artaxerxes I was another Persian king who reigned after Cyrus. In the seventh year of his reign, he issued a decree granting Ezra, a priest and scribe, permission to return to Jerusalem with a group of Jewish exiles. Artaxerxes entrusted Ezra with the task of teaching the law of God to the people in Judah and Jerusalem and providing financial support for the temple's service. After 70 years of exile, the decrees of two Persian kings allowed the Jewish exiles to rebuild the temple, a symbol of their spiritual restoration and God's faithfulness to his covenant promises. Similarly, as believers, we were once captives to sin, but through Christ's sacrifice, we have been set free and restored to a new life in him. Just as the returning exiles rejoiced at the opportunity to rebuild God's dwelling place, we too can praise God for the restoration he offers through Jesus Christ. The exiles, in Ezra 3 verse 11, sang with praise and thanksgiving, recognizing the goodness of the Lord. God's goodness is an essential aspect of his character, and throughout Scripture, we find numerous examples of his benevolence and compassion toward his people. Throughout the book of Ezra, we see a recurring theme of gratitude and praise to God for his goodness, faithfulness, and protection. The people, led by leaders like Ezra, acknowledge that God's hand is upon them, guiding and providing for them in their journey of restoration. Their songs of thanksgiving and prayers of confession demonstrate their deep awareness of God's goodness, despite their past failures and the challenges they encountered. As readers, we are invited to join them in recognizing God's goodness in our own lives and responding with hearts of praise and gratitude. After King Artaxerxes grants Ezra permission to lead a group of exiles back to Jerusalem, Ezra responds with a prayer of thanksgiving, acknowledging God's favor and goodness. He proclaims that God's hand was upon him, leading him to find favor in the eyes of the king. Ezra, before leading the group back to Jerusalem, calls for a time of prayer and fasting by the Ahava River. The specific location of the Ahava River has been a subject of debate among scholars. It is believed to have been a small river, or stream, in the region near Babylon, not a major waterway. Wherever it was located, it is here that Ezra seeks God's guidance and protection for the journey, trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness to keep them safe. In his famous prayer of confession, in Ezra 9, Ezra acknowledges God's goodness, despite the unfaithfulness of the people. He recognizes that God has shown them kindness in allowing a remnant to return to Jerusalem and rebuild his house. In the same prayer, Ezra acknowledges that God's goodness had been evident in their midst, despite their rebelliousness. He acknowledges that God has not forsaken them, providing a wall of protection in Judah and Jerusalem. After arriving safely in Jerusalem, Ezra leads the people in an offering of thanksgiving to the Lord for his protection during their journey. They recognize God's goodness in preserving them on their way. In their travels, the exiles faced various risks, including the threat of bandits, unfriendly tribes, and harsh weather conditions. The journey lasted for weeks, making them vulnerable to food shortages and exhaustion. Moreover, they were carrying valuable resources, gifts, and offerings for the temple, making them attractive targets for thieves. As believers, we can look back on God's goodness in our lives, his provision, protection, answered prayers, and acts of grace. Ezra 3 verse 11 reminds us to acknowledge, and give thanks for, the goodness of our Heavenly Father. The exiles also praised God for his enduring love toward Israel. God's love is not fickle or temporary, it is steadfast and unchanging. The story of God's love for his people spans throughout the Bible, culminating in the ultimate expression of love through the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we meditate on this verse, we are reminded of the everlasting love God has for us, which remains constant, regardless of our circumstances or failures. The laying of the foundation of the temple marked the beginning of a significant effort of rebuilding and restoration. It was a crucial step in the process, signifying the hope and promise of a rebuilt house of worship for the Lord. In the same way, our lives as believers start with the foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. Our relationship with him is the cornerstone upon which we build our spiritual lives. Just as the foundation of the temple brought hope to the exiles, our faith in Christ brings hope, purpose, and direction to our lives. Ezra 3 verse 11 portrays the power of collective worship. The exiles came together as one body to praise and thank the Lord. In our Christian journey, gathering with other believers for corporate worship is vital for encouragement, edification, and united praise to God. The community of faith strengthens us, and through worship, we experience a sense of unity and connectedness with fellow believers. The returning exiles faced numerous challenges while rebuilding the temple. They encountered opposition from neighboring peoples, economic struggles, and internal discouragement. Despite these obstacles, they chose to praise and give thanks to God. This reminds us that thankfulness is not dependent on our circumstances, but is a choice we make. Even in difficult times, we can find reasons to give thanks, knowing that God's love and goodness are constant, and he is faithful to fulfill his promises. Ezra 3 verse 11 teaches us that praise is a natural response to experiencing God's faithfulness in our lives. Just as the exiles praised God for his restoration and goodness, we can do the same. Our praise and thanksgiving should overflow from a heart that acknowledges God's faithfulness, love, and providence. As we reflect on the ways God has been faithful to us, our hearts will be filled with gratitude and praise, drawing us closer to him. Ezra 3 verse 11 invites us into a beautiful moment of worship and thanksgiving. It serves as a reminder of God's restoration, goodness, and enduring love. As we meditate on this verse, let us offer our praise and thanksgiving to God, knowing that he is faithful and his love endures forever. Let us lay the foundation of our lives on the rock of Jesus Christ, finding hope and purpose in him. Father, may our hearts be filled with gratitude, and may we continually choose to praise you, both individually and collectively, amidst challenges and triumphs. May we become people who reflect your goodness and lead lives of worship that glorify your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.